And welcome back. Superintendent Julie Kritz is still with us. She has to facilitate a meeting in not too long from now, so she has to get across town, get all her stuff set up, so I want to make sure we give her time for that. But we also want to talk a little bit, because up Monday will be a school board meeting, and of course, a big part of discussion throughout the community is what will the district offices be doing, because the proposal was out there to purchase the Turning Leaf Business Center, and now you have new information and more information. So what can you share with us?
Excuse me.
Certainly.
Sorry about that. As I shared, I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago, when we moved toward this purchase agreement option, our desire, our meaning the school board's desire, was to lease, for us to use 50% of the space, or to grow into 50% of the space, but to continue to lease the other 50% of the space at the Turning Leaf Business Center. So when we signed the purchase agreement, that was our intention. We knew all along that it was an unusual request for the Department of Education. Generally speaking, they don't want a public organization, school districts in specific, or in particular, to be landlords when you have debt on that property. You know, so there would be debt, and we would be using that income to offset the payments. The reason it was appealing to the board was really because the income was greater than the payment. So it would allow the district to acquire more space, meeting the needs of many programs that some that need space right now. Early education is one of those that is cramped, and it's something that we're talking about in the future. If we try to grow our early ed program, where do we go with that? So that was not our phase one discussion. It was really more long-term, knowing that we have parents, more parents asking for, as Lynn shared, the all-day, everyday option. And part of the reason for that is if you're in a preschool, if your child goes to daycare somewhere, you pay for your daycare slot. And if your child leaves the daycare and comes into preschool 2 days a week or 3 days a week or a half day, you still pay full-time at daycare, and you pay for preschool at the same time. And so we're seeing that there are some challenges with parents in the fee structure part of that, but also transporting kids back and forth. They're at work. You know, if you have a midday, a half-day program, or every other day program, they're trying to get them from daycare to preschool, back to daycare. So we know that we are not meeting the needs of the families in the early childhood program, and that's just one of the long-term areas that we were looking at. But back to the 50-50 concept, so one of the questions somebody might have is, why would you move forward with this if you didn't know you could do it? And we had preliminary discussion with the Minnesota Department of Education about this and said, would you consider this? How likely are we to be able to get this approved? And they did share that it was is really unusual, that they would want us to somehow justify needing 100% of that building at some point. But they won't. They don't give a formal opinion, and they're not able to do that without reviewing all of your information. So it's a process called review and comment, that you put together this document that explains everything, and you send it in for approval. And you can't do that until you have a purchase agreement. And so the board talked at length about how will we know if we don't. If we don't put this package together and make an unusual request, we knew that it was a risky ask, that we were probably, you know, in our minds, we were maybe 50-50, but we just decided that we felt it was a better option using existing space in the, you know, vacant existing space in the community, rather than trying to add space to another facility. And so that was not an option that we explored very heavily. So we decided to go for it. We acknowledged to everybody that this only works if we can do 50-50. We learned last Friday, some of us had a meeting with the department representative from the Department of Education, and the questions that were asked and the documentation that they have asked for is really around, how will we get to 100% and how quickly will we? Ideally, that they would like that to happen in a very short amount of time. And we have no intention in the short term here, and I say short term in 3 to 5 years, we have no intention of being in 100% of that building. Eventually, there's lots of things that we think could fill that space. It would be nice to have it all on one site. But we want the lease revenue from the other tenants to pay off the building. So there's no tax impact. Yeah, that's the important piece. And that's the part that the board committed to at that first board meeting. It's what we've said in every press release. If we can't have the income to offset that, we won't move forward with the purchase. So last night we had a facility committee meeting, and that was part of our discussion there, where we the Department of Education has 60 to 90 days to respond, but they let us know, or he let us know on Friday with his questions and all of the things that he wants us to provide. All of them direct are still correlated to that 100% capacity for the district, which we can't provide that. Mm-hmm. It's not our desire, and we really don't want to go beyond 50% until that building is paid off. Mm-hmm. So,
and yeah, so that would be a challenge. So you're looking at, if that does not go through, because again, it would be paying for, you would basically be able to move into that building without having to pay, because you'd be getting offsetting income from leases. The other option then is for you to go to another space and pay for leased space, or to add on and pay for new space. That sounds quite expensive.
And I think in the end, what we discussed last night, and this is part of what the board will have to work through on Monday at our board meeting, but at the end of the day, we don't believe this is going to work out the way that what we requested with the purchase agreement. We're fairly certain that 50-50 that we're asking for is not going to be approved. And so the board's concerned about waiting until March to get an answer. And that doesn't help anybody with their plans for next year either. So we, up until the 11th hour in December, we were planning on leasing space. We were looking at leasing at the Turning Leaf Business Center. It was the least expensive option that we had looked at. So going back to discussion around lease is likely what the board, I think, will do. The Budget Facility Committee at this point, I think, will, we just met last night, but they're not comfortable with where we're at with the news that we received from the Department of Education. Although it's not final, they all but said it was final, yeah, essentially by saying
it's a hard pencil right now.
Yeah. We're not going to commit in our review and comment to something that we can't carry out or that we don't plan to carry out. And so for that reason, I think the board will, the options are here to rescind the purchase agreement. We have had conversations with people at Tastefully Simple about doing that. And they understand the challenges. They knew the challenges when we went into this. So, we were very forthcoming that all these things have to fall into place in order for us to close on this property. So we learned all of that information at the end of last week and yesterday. That's been a big part of our discussion this week now, as we're getting more information from individuals at the Department of Education about how that might work. So I do expect on Monday night that things will be the board will take action to do something very different than what we have been planning.
Such a meticulously maintained building. I've been through that building, and there's so much bang for the buck, from the snow removal equipment to the lawn equipment to the 30-some acres to being almost turnkey, because it's an office building. It's ready to the technology that's in there. It's just it would be a shame to see it.
And one other thing,
not be utilized
about that building, to the point that you just made, it is a beautiful building, absolutely beautiful building that's been well maintained. They have a grand entrance, if you've been in there, with mm-hmm. a big grand stairway in the entrance. That is still Tastefully Simple's entrance. Mm-hmm. It would continue to be. It won't be the district office. District office would be in a different portion of the building. Tastefully Simple will continue to would have continued to be a tenant. That's their area of the building, their grand entrance. That would continue to be so. We would have been off to the east mm-hmm. in a different section of the
right.
building, where definitely a more modest entrance. And we that's part of the Tastefully Simple's mm-hmm. brand, is that grand, beautiful entrance. And it would be important that that continue to be their, mm-hmm. their place.
Okay. Again, you have to leave, but just if you could, that 35,000 square feet is what some people had contention with. What are some of the things that needed to go in there, which included a gymnastics area that
right.
is currently being leased in another building, which is deteriorating?
That's correct. So gymnastics would be a significant portion of that, and we would discontinue the current lease that we have for gymnastics, and it would move to this location. So it would really be a replacement. We have a special education program that's off-site right now with our 18 to 20. 21-year-old students, and you see them out working in the community with a job coach. They need things like a kitchen and laundry and a shower, and they're learning life skills. All of those are pieces of the facility at Turning Leaf, you know, that we wouldn't need to add any space to that. I mean, that would be there already. So.
And Julie, we know you have to go.
Yes,
and
thank
I hate
you.
To, I don't want to rush you, but I just happened to look at the clock and I know you have to be there in 15 minutes.
Yes,
so
thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
For the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. Mm-hmm. All right.